Good afternoon. It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival at the Whiskey Jar at the Filmmakers Lounge at lovely downtown Charlottesville. I am sitting across from a longtime festival guest. You've shown films almost every year, I think.
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
Kevin Everson, who is also on the faculty at UVA, professor of art. And your new film, Tonsler Park. Boy, is this both a look back and relevant to exactly where we are today? You shot this film on Election Day 2016.
Yeah, it's basically eight portraits of, maybe nine portraits of African-American election officials.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to shoot it on Election Day, so I wanted to get it to the vibe of the election, yeah. So I shot like eight portraits of people working at the election, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's 80 minutes long,
yeah.
And of course that was a kind of a linchpin election.
Yeah, but for me, it wasn't about the election per se. It was more about the civil servant workers who mm-hmm. keep democracy alive, so to speak. And when I was filming it, I mean, I was the first to vote because I was there early that morning, but I was thinking of the 2008 election, when Obama was first elected, and I was trying to figure out like the excitement of African Americans working at the election, knowing that they're going to have with the first black president of the United States. So that was in my mind when I was shooting it, not the fiasco of 2016.
Yeah.
So that's why the film's in black and white, kind of, so you don't know what kind of year it is in
mm-hmm.
a weird way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no there's no signposts of what year it is, pretty much, in the film. Yeah, yeah.
And the subjects, the people in your film, how did you find them? Had you spoken to them before?
Yeah, yeah. I did. I talked to people at the election office and got permission, and I went to a couple of meetings and stuff like that. So I got to know some of them, but mostly the officials and stuff, but not quite the workers, so to speak. Yeah, yeah.
And were you running the camera yourself?
Yeah, I was shooting the camera. I had Sandy Williams IV on sound. Jack Dorner helped me do camera, and so did Anthony Rosetto, yeah. So.
The film, Tonsler Park, screens Friday tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Violet Crown, Violet Crown A. And you're going to be there afterwards to talk with Claudrina Harold.
Yeah, we made another, for me and Claudrina Harold, we have this project called Black Fire, where we mm-hmm. make films about the history of African Americans at the University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And How Can Ever Be Late is our fourth installment.
Yeah, I've seen some of the
installment.
I've seen some of the earlier ones.
Yeah,
It's how can I ever be late, which is a short that screens just beforehand.
Yeah, it's about 1973. The African American students picked up Sly and the Family Stone from the airport.
Oh yeah,
so we just reenacted that. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it should be fun. Yeah.
And you shoot these films in a day, and then you edit them in a day.
Well, Tonsler Park had to be shot that day.
Right.
But I remember I had a deadline, and I was at a conference in Denver, and I just stayed in a hotel lobby and just cut it in a day. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And it didn't change. I think it might have changed a little bit since then, but it probably took like 2 days to cut. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming to the film festival tomorrow, Friday, at 1 p.m. at the Violet Crown. But you've been showing it around.
Yeah, it played in Brazil at the film festival. It won a Bafici in Argentina, and it won a festival in Brazil. And it premiered at the Rotterdam Film Festival, I think. Then it just screened at the New York Film Festival, New York, and the London Film Festival.
Yeah, how was the reception?
Last month. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Yeah, it was sold out in New York, and I think it was sold out in London too as well. Yeah.
When you go to London, when you go to Brazil,
I didn't go to Brazil though. I wish. Yeah, I went there when I did.
When you step outside of the confines of the United States, I mean, people have heard of Charlottesville.
Now,
yes.
In London they did, because that was in the fall. But prior to that, it was just like, no. People know my work, so they.
Mm-hmm.
And my films is this kind of structuralist film where it's basically 10-minute scenes of people working.
Yeah.
So it's just that. So, but that's why it didn't take that much long to cut. It was just kind of rearranging the scenes. But yeah, I think nowadays people want to talk about Charlottesville. But again, I was telling somebody that my film's really not about it is Charlottesville, but it's not really about Charlottesville because you don't see it. But it's mostly about civil servant workers and then the good people who actually work for the government, which is our last bastion of middle class jobs. So when every time I hear people want to cut like government, they're basically cutting African American jobs because most of the state capitals in Washington D.C. are mostly African American, and then in the day, back in the day, the private sector never hired blacks. It was mostly the public sector. So I'm always like into like the whole idea of like people who work for the government, stuff like that, because that is the last bastion of the middle class jobs, whatever. Yeah, like your school teachers, your civil servant workers. Yeah. So
have you been in touch with the people that were in this film?
Yeah, I told them something to come, but it's during working hours, so
yeah, well, right, everybody's working. Yeah,
yeah. So I think everybody's working, but I think some people are going to come for it. Yeah, too, as well. Yeah, I just first time played in Charlottesville. I only played in the States once at New York Film Festival.
Hmm.
You know, must have been playing overseas. Yeah.
So what are you working on right now? Or have you finished recently?
Me and Claude Junior are shooting another. We're shooting a dance film in the spring. Mm-hmm. I'm working on that, and then I'm working on some films about my hometown. I'm from Mansfield, Ohio, mm-hmm. so I have a whole body of work about how people were re-represented in my hometown, like old boxers and the sheriff's department or the state police in my hometown made films. So I'm making films based on those films. That they made, like, Driver and Ed films.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Kinda, like Signal 30, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
They're all made in my hometown. So I'm kind of reenacting some of these crazy films in a weird way, in my own take of it. So
where do people go if they want to keep up with what you're working on?
I don't know. Just come by to school. I don't know. I got students. I'm easy to find.
Do you have a website out there?
Actually, I don't. He's going to Google me. I'm, like, just, lame about
just,
that.
Just find you.
Totally, yeah. I'm in the streets.
It's Kevin.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Everson, his film, Tom Park, preceded by the short How Can I Ever Be Late, both screen tomorrow, Friday, 1 p.m. at the Violet Crown A. Kevin, thanks for coming by.
Right on, now. Thanks. And come on down to the film festival, everybody.
Yeah. See you then.
All right, cool.